This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And this is hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Do we have Dean? Did we get Dean? Do we know?
Can you hear me?
Oh, now I can. Now we can. Been a while, so finally we get to talk to Dean Weingarten from Ammo Land, rider, instructor, all this other stuff that he does, which is quite a few things. How are you doing, sir?
I am doing very well, probably better than I deserve, and I'm glad to be back on the show. It's a great experience. I always enjoy it.
So, tell me what's on your mind, because there's got to be a lot of stuff on your mind. There's got to be a lot of stuff.
Well, of course, the church murders and the very skilled shooter's response that stopped them. Here in the Fort Worth area, it happened only 5.7 miles from where I am right now. And I was able to be on scene within an hour of the shooting, but the police had it cordoned off, so there really wasn't a whole lot to be gained from being at the site. And it changes the whole dynamic that we've been facing in legislation in the United States, because it shows unequivocally on tape that a private individual defender can stop a mass shooting situation right now without creating mass casualties or more problems than he solves. So you have to give Jack Wilson, who was the defender in the church security team there, he wasn't paid, but he was a long-time firearms instructor, very skilled. But it just changes everything. I've been trying to find if there's any censorship of this going on in New Zealand, for example. Because it blows up their whole narrative about how you stop mass murders in places of worship or anywhere else.
What is their narrative on how you stop that?
Disarm everybody. Oh. Only the government have guns.
Oh.
And then eventually only, according to them, when only the government has guns, nobody else will have them, and everything will be,
wonderful.
Rock candy mountains and lemonade springs.
The
and
big
unicorn.
Rock candy mountain. There you go.
Like yeah, exactly. But it is a fantasy, and I think that's the last, second to last article. No, it's the last article I've got published on Amalan, is irrational responses to the defensive shooting in the West Freeway Church of Christ. Looks a very prosperous church, from what I can tell from the outside. They seem to be doing very well.
Yeah.
And they obviously take their ministry seriously because they were willing to accept somebody in obviously mentally disturbed into the church, even though they were keeping an eye on them. And, when you have somebody come in wearing a big, heavy, fake beard that he's constantly readjusting and a wig and then a knit hat on top of that with a big three-quarter length overcoat with strange printing on it. They were keeping an eye on him, but it's hard to stop somebody who's bent on killing.
Well, I mean,
you know, no significant warning.
This fell right in line with the statistics I've seen, where when you have armed citizens on site, where the average loss of life is 2.5 in a rampage killing incident. And I imagine those two that die is because it takes a moment for the defenders for them to wrap their head around what's happening. And, I mean, for somebody that's out there training, if they can do a draw and get the first shot off in 2 seconds, that's pretty good, right?
It's about what you consider par for a professional.
Yeah.
A lot of police departments are now making, if it's an open carry and you don't have to get clothing out of the way, a second and a half to draw and fire is considered par. I can't really fault the defenders in this case. They were wary of this guy, but they didn't have indications that he was going to start killing people.
Right.
And so as soon as the shotgun came out, they were starting to draw, but they couldn't. And it was close. The defender that got shot, Richard White, had the gun out. As in the Old West, they would have said he cleared leather and he started bringing the gun out, and that's when he was shot. And then the other deacon, I think it's Aaron Wallace. Hope I got his name correct.
Right.
He was not armed, and unclear why the shooter killed him, probably because he was just there.
Yep.
And then it was only probably about a second after that that he was taken out of the fight the murderer was taken out of the fight by Jack Wilson. With a really, you have to give him a considerable amount of credit for the skill because he was fast and accurate and did what needed to be done.
He did a shot over distance, too. That's not where most people train, is it?
I hope to talk to Jack in the future. Actually, I have to admit, I talked to him briefly today, but he wasn't able to give an interview at the time. But I believe we reached an agreement that we will get a chance to talk in the future. So I hope to get more in the future. I, thinking about Jack's age, he's 3 years older than me. When he was growing up, there wasn't any practical shooting confederation. There was no IFSC. And I wonder if he's got some old national match bullseye training.
Maybe. He pulled out a double action, single action, and handled it like a boss. So.
Oh yeah, and there wasn't. You can see the slide cycle in the video, and he's still pretty much on target. It wasn't much, and he was using a. From what I've heard, I hope I get a chance to ask him a P229 SIG in 357 SIG.
Right.
So that's a very substantial handgun. He has a private range, and I suspect he practices regularly. So I don't want to get too much into detail about Jack because I'm hoping to get answers to a lot of questions in the next few days.
Well, we will hold that until you have the pertinent data, because I know you are a stickler for the data. So we'll hold on to that. We're coming up on the first break. Coming up on the first break, and Dean has written well over 3,000 articles, and about 1,400, I would imagine, of them can be found in Ammoland. And this is a repository where he's talking about self-defense situations. He's talking about politics. He's talking about what's happening here or happening there. He's talking about studies that he's undertaken to find out what kind of handguns fight bears really well. And everything else in there, that's just the stuff that comes to mind. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. Speaking with Dean Weingarten, we're talking about some of the articles he's written regarding what happened in Texas. You do have this article that I'd like to get in a little, just because of some of the things that you've seen about the responses, the irrational responses to the armed defenders in the church. Some of these were sort of, what is this, a flob-a-lob? What is that from somebody that commented in the dailymail.co.uk? Three people died because of those guns. If there were no guns, nobody would have died. What kind of world are these people living in?
Well, it's a fantasy. They think that somehow they can wave a magical wand and the technology of guns and smuggling and black markets and just hobbyists who are interested in building things on their own will just go away. It hasn't worked anywhere. They had black market guns in the old Soviet Union under totalitarian control. The number of black market guns in China grows daily. India has had very strict gun laws under the British. That's where the modern gun laws really started, about 1857, I think. And they have more guns more illegal guns today than they've ever had in their history. It just is a fantasy, but because they want it to be true, they convince themselves it can be so. And so when you talk to people, how many times I've talked to a lot of people who don't like guns and don't like the Second Amendment, and very often, how often has it happened to you? You're talking to themselves, well, if there just weren't any guns, they think there's some sort of magic wand they can wave and get rid of guns. It isn't going to happen, especially in the United States, where we now have about over 430 million guns and 330 million people. And we have the Second Amendment, which isn't just going to go away as much as the left would like it to. And we have millions. I don't know. I suspect tens of millions of setups with drill presses and 3D printers and lathes and files and hand drills that can be used to make guns and ammunition, too. A lot easier to make ammunition than I thought when I looked into it a few years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, even primer. So it's just not going to happen. They have to. The only places where I can see this sort of happening is if you have a totalitarian government with extreme controls on all types of production and all types of information flow, kind of like what's going on in China today, then you can probably stop a number of murders that happen with guns. So people just use axes or baseball bats or swords or cleavers. I've been working on an article. There's a great video out about some undercover journalists that go to, I'm probably mispronouncing it, Xinjiang, where the Uyghurs are.
Uyghurs.
China.
The Uyghurs.
Uyghurs. Very good. Thank you.
Yeah.
And it's a chilling video where you have them wandering the streets.
I've seen it.
That are abandoned. There's cars with dust on them. There's security everywhere. Police constantly are questioning them, checking their photographs and everything. And in one spot, they have these people making dumplings in a little boiling vat, and they've got to chop up wood to keep the fire going. And the axe is chained to the floor.
Yeah.
Which is supposedly the case all over the Xinjiang, so that, you know, they can't use an axe to kill people with, I guess, or they have a hard time getting to it. I mean, this is a combination of modern totalitarianism and medievalism for China. I mean, you're not even allowed to have an axe that's not chained to the ground. Of course, axes aren't that hard to make, but but the level of totalitarian control there is impressive, to say.
Well, they've got cops all over the place. They even
everywhere.
The only Uyghurs that are getting away with being Uyghurs are the ones that become cops.
Yeah,
they have plenty of Uyghur cops.
I imagine so, and then they take the kids that they don't send off to these re-education centers and put them in essentially orphanages where they're raised to be Han Chinese.
That's right. They call them the kindergartens.
Yeah.
I saw that. That's a totalitarian government right there. Totalitarian.
It is. And so I'm working on that, but I haven't got it done yet. And then I've got a review out there. I don't know if you've had a chance to look at it, about Richard Jewell, the movie.
I have. I've seen that you put it out. I have not looked at it yet. There's been other things going on.
I had a chance to go see the movie here, and I was impressed. I've been a fan of Clint Eastwood for some time, for decades, actually.
Yeah.
And, of course, in my opinion, he's done excellent work as a producer and director. And it's a good film. I wouldn't say it's absolutely his best. I'd maybe pick another one for absolute best, but it's a very good film. And what you see in there, and one of the reasons I wrote a review, is that you find, at least in the movie, Jewel was a very skilled shot and a full-fledged member of what I call the gun culture.
Right.
His mother, you know, is proud of him for having scored 98 out of 100 on his qualification test at a sheriff's department. And you don't reach that level of skill without dedication and discipline. And the other thing in the movie that I was struck with was how he had to overcome his naivete and adulation of our law enforcement, especially federal law enforcement, especially the FBI.
Yeah.
And it's easy to understand, and I've met a number of FBI officers over the years, and they're generally very competent people.
Let me get you a hold right there, because coming up on the next break, I got a question about the Richard Jewell film, and I think you'd probably be the one to answer it, because I haven't seen it, and I'd like to know what your opinion of it is. But for those of you, all of this stuff that we're talking about right now is stuff that Dean has written, and he is the most, more people read his stuff or have read his stuff than any other writer in the gun writing genre in the United States. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Custom, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he believes multiple U.S. embassies would have been attacked if the United States did not target a top Iranian terrorist.
I can reveal that I believe it would have been four embassies.
The president ordered the airstrike that killed Qasem Soleimani last week. He made the remarks during an interview with Fox News' Laura Ingraham. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is moving forward with the impeachment process. She's planning on sending the two articles of impeachment to the Senate next week for trial. Republican Congressman Steve Scalise of Louisiana says it's about time.
This idea that one person out of 435 can make a decision that even if the House passes legislation and the motion to reconsider is tabled, then it goes to the Senate. Hopefully that's resolved by next week and that charade ends and we finally get true justice where it's disposed of.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Speaking with Dean Weingarten, and he's seen a movie that I've heard a few things about. This Richard Jewell movie that you've seen, is this? Do you look at this as sort of a metaphor for the way they're trying to railroad Trump, the way they tried to railroad Richard Jewell?
Yes, it is a good metaphor for it. Except I would say the corruption is far more widespread, and instead of simply trying to railroad an innocent man in order to make yourself look good, they're trying to subvert the whole democratic system, the Constitution of the United States, and do a soft coup against President Trump. And it's my opinion that they were essentially successful at doing something very close to that with Richard Nixon.
Right. So,
and they tried to do it with Reagan. They tried to do it with Bush. But I think what's happened is that President Trump has taken advantage of the new technology that's become available, and he can take his case directly to the American people. So the legacy media no longer has a lock on what information the American people get. They don't control the narrative anymore. And with Trump being able to make his case directly to the public, that's made all the difference in the world.
So, I think Trump does a lot of things like Reagan used to do, because Reagan used to get on TV all the time.
Yes, there are similarities, but I think that the media simply had a lot more control of the information flow when Reagan was president.
Right. But he still
wonder how much the Chinese are pumping into American political campaigns and such. Because you see apparently an awful lot of reluctance on the part of American politicians to do what's right with an acknowledged adversary like the Chinese. Even with Iran, look at this, this crazy talk we're getting from the left that we shouldn't have taken this Iranian terror leader. And I believe in giving your adversaries their credit. This guy was a brilliant terrorist, and he organized and orchestrated to create a tremendous amount of chaos, death, and destruction around the world as well as in the Middle East. We should have taken him out at least 15 years ago. But, and I'd say it's mostly a combination of the Obama administration wanting to be soft on Iran and our media trying to lose the war in Iraq for us with President Bush, that they felt constrained. I think President Bush felt constrained about taking him out, and I've read at least one account that claims the Obama administration actively worked to prevent the Israelis from taking him out.
Yeah, well, I would imagine that when you are a enemy combatant, and this is the one thing I don't understand, because if you're an enemy combatant, and we know what we know about him, or what we knew about him, and you show up and you're out in the open in Baghdad. Well,
he thought that Trump was the phrase I've heard is a Twitter tiger. Well, he learned different.
Yeah.
And this is what is so absurd. Iran has been attacking us directly or indirectly for just about 40 years, and they make no bones about their intentions. Death to America, you see, chanted over and over and over again. And yet, there are pundits here that claim we should never hit back against Iran because it'll be a provocation. They're already doing everything they can to destroy us.
Aren't the same pundits that are out there, some of them are the types that would get out there like Swalwell and say, we'll just nuke you if you don't turn in your guns, though, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. In the minds of some of these people, mostly on the left, but there are conservatives, well, so-called conservatives as well, the armed American citizen is far greater threat than a nuclear-armed Iran.
Well, they're right. armed Americans are a bigger threat to tyrants.
You caught my thought right there. I was just going to say, what's that Latin phrase? Sic semper tyrannis, thus always to tyrants. The Virginia state flag has that on it, as I recall, and there's something very close to it with an armed, lovely young lady with her foot on a dead tyrant's chest and a spear in her hand. And in some of the latest memes, she's got an AR-15 in the other hand. And that's another interesting situation that I haven't written much about, but I'm working on it, is the whole situation in Virginia.
Virginia, I look at Virginia and I think it has the possibility. And this is the thing I don't get. They're trying to be California East, I think. Because I'm seeing them talking about having a confiscation squad, and they're trying to expand prisons to accommodate all the people they're going to arrest. And I mean, it's a bunch of a bunch of socialist tyrants surrounded by a sea of conservatism.
They seem to be bent on recreating 1776 in Virginia.
Yeah.
1775, to be precise.
Yeah.
And they're going through the same sorts of things. And it's Virginia has a constitution that guarantees the right to bear arms and says it shall not be questioned. And then there's the Second Amendment. One of the sheriffs there has said that he'll deputize people as necessary to resist this. And I've been looking at the Virginia laws, and sheriffs there can deputize as many people as they want. And once you're a sheriff's deputy, you're essentially exempt from most of the firearms laws. You know, when we'll see, it'll be very interesting if they pass any of these laws in Virginia, if they exempt law enforcement like they have in every other state in the union, except for, rather funnily, New York for a short time period. They didn't exempt the police there, and the police got rather upset, so they had to push through a quick legislative session to put the exemption into the law for police. So, yeah, Virginia is a dicey place, but this change in the legislature was pretty much brought about by a couple of things. One was a lot of Bloomberg money. Another was a communist group that is very partial to China and which organized Get Out the Vote for New Immigrants. And another was a leftist court basically saying that the Virginia gerrymandering or redistricting of the election districts had to be changed, and then handed it over to a Democrat-friendly person to reorganize the electoral districts. So all of those came
together. Let me get you to hold on right there. Coming up on the last break, we'll be right back. We're talking to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm here with Scott Yuseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, of the things that they're looking at and considering, and I know you haven't written an article about this, but I mean, this is going to be, do you think this is actually even going to happen? Because these guys haven't even been sworn in yet that are saying they're going to do all this stuff.
It depends how rational they are. And I don't expect them to be all that rational. I'm talking about the legislators who were recently elected and gave the Democrats a slim majority in the two houses in Virginia. And they already have Northam as governor there. And he's a pretty radical leftist.
Yeah.
So what I hear is that when he gets on a Twitter feed or whatever, he's inundated with thinly veiled threats and things that are calling him nasty names. And, you know, I just don't know if he is capable of being intimidated. To a lot of these people, the state is God. And once they're part of government, they think themselves as God, essentially. So I don't know that these legislators in Northam will back down any. But there is a really good chance that the Supreme Court will rule their scheme to be unconstitutional. And I think most people will kind of back away while it's in the courts. So there is that. There's also a possibility that the Virginia Supreme Court might rule it unconstitutional under the state constitution. And then there's always the next election. He's stirred up a real hornet's nest of gun owners in Virginia, and there are a lot of them, and they're passionate. And for people who are apathetic in the last election, they aren't so apathetic anymore.
Yeah, that's that was one point I was going to point out.
Really, it's questionable if they will be able to hold this majority more than until the next election cycle.
Yeah, I think the voter turnout in this last one was 40%.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, and to
it was
me,
off your election.
Yeah, well, it was off your election, but I mean, this is a thing about rights and civic duty and all this other stuff. You got to participate.
Exactly. And I try to tell people over and over and over again if I, you know, when I get the chance, it's a lot easier to vote a change in government than to try to do it by force of arms. It's a lot more comfortable to take a comfortable ride to the voting booth or canvass your neighborhood or get on a phone bank to encourage people to get out and vote than it is to try to tote a rifle or grenades around and worry about drones and armed helicopters coming after you. The whole system in the U.S. was designed so that we could change the power structure without having to fight our way through it. And let's use that.
Well,
we really
you
don't
know,
want to have a civil war.
No, but you know,
didn't turn out well.
Yeah, I don't know how civil war that we would have now. I don't know how that would look. I just don't. There's not a north and south. There's not a clear line delineation. It's coastal.
No, but in Virginia, you have basically the counties next to D.C. that are, you know, heavily populated districts with progressives and leftists, and then you have just about everywhere else. With a few, you know, maybe Richmond has some leftist centers in it and such. But most of the counties in the state are very strong constitutionalist places. And then the other thing is that there are a lot of new immigrants. And this is very close parallel to the Civil War, by the way. A lot of the people who fought on the side of the North were relatively new immigrants. We had whole divisions, I think, of Irish that were fighting in the Civil War against the Confederacy, for example.
Right.
So, in Virginia, there actually is kind of this geographical split. But it's so hard for me to believe that Northam would be so stupid as to, you know, really send people out on raids to collect guns. I think more likely they'll just pass the law making them illegal. And then just wait a few years to gradually wear down the people. And, of course, it'll be going through the courts at the same time.
Well, I mean, look at what he's proposed doing. He got out there and he said, okay, we're going to ban all guns. Then he said, oh, but you know what? I'm looking at all this feedback I'm getting. I'm going to grandfather all the guns that I want banned, but you got to register them. Okay.
Yes.
You know, that's one
he's
of the stupidest.
Not going to get compliance with registration.
No, nobody's going to comply with that because
we've seen in New York they got terrible compliance, and California got terrible compliance. Virginia,
Connecticut, they got terrible compliance.
They're not going to get hardly any compliance there.
Yeah, I don't.
That the local county governments and sheriffs, you know, are not going to work with Northam. It'll be really interesting to see if the legislature tries to pass a law to strip sheriffs of most of their power, for example.
The other thing that I'm seeing coming with Virginia, though, is that for a very long time, the leftists have gotten out there and decided they could defy immigration law, and they declared immigration sanctuary cities.
Right.
And that was okay. That was perfectly okay. But now these guys, we have the Second Amendment sanctuary areas that are popping up. And I mean that's spreading. It's going to Kentucky. They've got over 100 counties in, and now the leftists want to get out there and say this is this has no bearing on law. Where is the code out there when they say, well, we're a sanctuary city for immigration? Where is there the law to back up and make that okay?
Well, first off, the left doesn't believe in the rule of law. They don't have a code of ethics other than how can we get into power and stay in power. They don't believe in right or wrong. Whatever advances the cause is right. And they change their principles at the drop of a hat if they think it advances their power structure more. I mean, it was only 20 years ago when they were supposedly the party of the common man, the working man. Well, now they're the party of the transgender activists and the big city billionaires. They don't have any ethics or principles, at least not the ones who make the decisions. Their only ethics or principles, whatever they think they can push at the moment for their own interests. Or the interest of the party, perhaps, because a lot of them are party loyalists and governmental activists and see that they don't want any limitations on government power. If they do have a principle, it's probably that. No limits on government power, which is why they hate the Second Amendment so much.
Well, that's the veto on their power. That's the ultimate veto.
Never expect fairness from these modern progressive leftists. Heck, I don't think you really could expect it from Lenin or Stalin or Hitler. Any of those World War II leftists, Mussolini. Mussolini was actually probably a little better than Stalin and Hitler, but you wouldn't expect fairness from them. You wouldn't expect the rule of law. You wouldn't expect court proceedings that followed any kind of established procedure. I remember one quote attributed to Che Guevara. And somebody asked him, well, you didn't go through the procedure. You don't know if that man is really guilty or not. You didn't prove he was guilty. And he said, it's not a question of whether he was guilty or not. The question is whether he needed to be killed or not.
Running out of time, Dean. We are running out of time, but we'll be back on Wednesday. You going to be back with me?
Yes, I expect to be so.
Very good, sir. Thank you for joining me this evening.
We will talk to you then.
Yes, sir.
It's always a pleasure.
We'll be back again on Monday. In between now and then, please, if you will, remember this. It's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.